Esther. You know what to do, just listen to Esther. Safe, positive, and fun. It's Esther Club.
Okay, here we are.
Oh my God, she's got with your little press on now.
Welcome to Esther Club, Campfire Edition. The whole
campfire.
Oh, hi guys. Welcome to Camp Esther.
Hello.
Oh. Carlos is back.
We call it Kester. Carlos is here. We have a surprise.
Oh,
Carlos is here.
Hi. Carlos, you were supposed to dramatically enter the frame, but
we were supposed to hide him.
Once we all three get together, it's too chaotic to plan anything.
Yeah, but the other idea was to put me in a cage.
That wasn't an idea, it was a dream.
Carl in a cage.
And then Carl's like, and then Carlo was like, ew, that's so sexual. And I was like, what do you mean it's sexual? That's like what you do to dogs.
No, because you
and
were
then
making
he goes,
it sexual.
He goes, no, it seems sexual. I go, you work with dogs. Like, for you to think
no, because before,
that being in a cage is sexual means you want to fuck the dog. Oh, my God.
I'm holding
Donut, are you okay?
No, that's
to be
wrong.
Fair,
Donut,
I have
are you all right?
Very romantic relations with Donut.
You
there's
do.
Peanut butter all me. Up in that.
It's not like that, Annie. It's sensual in the mouth.
In the mouth?
It's mouth.
You penetrate
no.
Donuts
it's,
inside.
It's mouth to mouth.
I meant Donut has peanut butter on her. Guys, and speaking of, get my fucking, my masters came in. They're so funny. I wanted to give one to Esther, but it's literally, I'm scared. It feels molested to put it on you.
Thank you so much. You look actually great.
Well, I drew my own face, so it's just my face over my face. Everyone else looks crazy.
And you have your extensions in. You
and I put my hair extensions in.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you think you're outing me?
It felt like he was outing you that you had
why
hair.
Did you think that was a thing? They know
no.
my hair was this short
well,
yesterday.
Esther said you looked great, and I just wanted to be like, well,
no,
there
you
are reasons
it.
Behind why she looks
no,
better than normal.
No, you said it in a way. I mean.
Oh, no.
Look at that. That's crazy.
Annie,
that's
my parents watch this.
You're welcome.
Wait, no, go to the side. Okay.
Okay, Carlos, let's just get it out in the open right now. Are you in love with Annie?
I'm not in love with
he
Annie.
He paused for so long.
I know.
So I thought you were going to ask other things.
He does. It's either are you gay or are you in love with Annie?
Everyone
it's
in the
weird
comments
that both
says
of them
I'm gay.
What?
In the comments, people say-
So it's settled.
Not just that I'm gay, that I'm 100%. There is no doubt in their mind.
I don't understand that. Like, that conversation is tricky. It's like, we can't call other people gay unless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Also
Carlos.
Very fanned by you.
No, it's not.
Okay, I won't accuse you of that.
It so is, by the way.
I mean, look, Carlos, everyone's sexuality is on a spectrum. Yours-
Sexuality.
Honestly, I'm the only straight person here. This is actually the truth.
Between
I tried. Listen, I tried this.
Donut's
wasn't
not
into
straight.
It. Well, Donut's been
Donut.
Molested into being a
Donut's
gay
stop.
Dog. She doesn't.
Wait,
she can't
is that
consent.
How you become gay?
She doesn't have consent.
Oh, that's true.
We're not going to talk about consent.
Don't bring up.
I'm glad we brought up consent.
The C word.
Don't you guys think that you should have to get consent to read a poem to someone? It's a joke I'm working on.
Oh yeah, wait, I used to try to do I'm not gonna do it, but I used to try to do a joke about the only like the
Esther by the way has heard me do this at Whitney's house.
No,
so it's funny
this was before
this.
Quarantine. It was like something about how the saddest people in the world are the people who write poems. Never mind.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And
to
that's
do.
Why
it's
I'm
not
even, and that's why I'm no longer a stand-up comedian.
And that's why she what she does is she just says really bad jokes, so she seems really bad at stand-up and it makes her terrible tie-dye look better. No, I'm excited. I honestly keep seeing these tie-dye things that I want to buy, and I'm not buying them until
really?
Your stuff comes out.
Thank you.
I'm
like
waiting.
Other companies tie-dye.
Yeah, like I'll just see, and I'm like, oh, I want, and
oh,
then I'm like, no, I'm waiting.
I have definitely bought someone else's tie-dye.
What?
And
is
I was,
bought
I was
a word?
No, I was a little. What are you doing, accusing me of not knowing how to
I'm
speak
just,
English?
Is bought in a word? I'm
yes.
asking Jay Wolf.
It's definitely not a word.
No, bought in is a word.
For some reason, I feel like
botanist?
Jess and Jay Wolf are the only ones that are watching
no,
this, but I
bought in.
Botanist.
We just made it a word. No, I felt bad buying another company's tie-dye shirt. I felt bad, but it was so comfortable. And I thought
stop
that,
talking it up. Don't you
it's
dare
like a
say
famous
the name.
Company.
Don't you dare stop.
It's Hanes.
I'm not going to. It's not Hanes.
Hey, they're famous.
But yeah, I felt bad, and I just wanted to tell you here and like be open and honest about it, like have a conversation.
Well,
I hid something from you.
I will have my factory, my classy ass luxe tie-dye will be coming hopefully in late October.
Are you gonna call it classy ass or no?
No, it's just gonna be sleepover by Esther, And Sleepover Sleepover by Esther Classic is like the stuff that I made.
That's what I want.
No, you want the, you don't want classic. You want the new fashion factory stuff.
Littering homophobe.
Wait, you literally just.
You literally just littered.
So I want to know, what did I miss out on the car ride here? What did you two?
I told him about the documentary drama.
Oh.
Nothing good.
There's always like fantastical tales of drama, Hollywood lore in Annie's car, going 29 miles per hour in busy LA streets while everyone races around us.
I like that. I like that because I used to be like a fast driver and now I slow down to read my texts.
I like that.
Check my Instagram.
You slow down your driving to read your texts?
Oh, she said it was more important than driving because she was reading a DM from a famous comedian.
Oh, which one?
Burt Kreischer.
He posted. I love Burt Kreischer. I feel like he's such a good family man in like a cool way.
Don't you think it's more important for me to be looking at his tag than
keeping Carlos alive? Wait, so Carlos, people have been wanting to see you on this show for quite some time
now.
We're
shocked, honestly. We're very surprised by this.
Yeah, but the numbers don't lie.
Oh!
No, I'm just going to stand up again.
Carlos.
But why are you so shocked?
I mean, can you take a look at yourself?
Oh. Okay.
What's wrong with me?
Annie,
what's wrong with me is really a bad question.
Oh, that's, like I just said something, like my brain was thinking.
No,
like,
but saying what's wrong with me is like, it's just too broad of a.
It's like Mr. Rogers. Like,
that was a brave question.
Did you ever see the Mr. Rogers documentary where he's like, the kid's like, am I a mistake? That's like Carlos. Am I a mistake?
I don't think I'm a mistake. And yeah, like some people want to see me, but I think it's more negative anyway.
Bad reasons.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too excited just yet.
No, you know what it is? When you have a manipulative person that's like the main thing of the podcast.
She's working on it.
It's hard. When she has no one here, it's literally she's just manipulating them, their time. Like she's just sitting there going like, all right, fine. Just be quiet. It's like, is this ASMR, bitch? What are you doing? So she needs people to manipulate, and they love it because then they go like, oh, this is what she's up to.
The podcast is just me, okay? You know I'm too lazy to pretend to be something other than what I really am.
So which is the laziest person that can't pretend to be someone that they are. Until an exec comes around, but then she gets real good.
Oh my God, Annie.
An exec.
A TV exec. Listen, when we went to
a guy in a suit with a cigar. Esther all of a sudden has makeup on.
By the way, this is how I get molested. There's never been an exec. It's just some guy that was like, come into my car and I'll give you a TV show.
Yeah, that wasn't it. Yeah, are
and
you
it was
on TV?
Me. It was me.
It was Esther the whole time. She grew a mustache out.
Wait, Carlos.
Is that persona public?
What persona? What?
Like you is like the dark. Blur.
It has to be public. The Me Too movement came out. It's like, Esther, time's up.
She's not. Yeah, time is
time
up.
Time is up.
Time's up, Esther.
Carlos. Oh, we are outside, so the sound isn't probably preferable. But look, Carlos.
What else do you expect from Esther? She's a lazy piece of shit. She does nothing for me.
That's not true. I'm authentic. I'm myself. Anyways.
But it is true. She is authentic in herself.
Carlos. Ourselves.
We should run gay tests to see if I'm actually gay.
That's not cool.
What do you mean?
There's no such thing. Sexuality is on
a boner.
Sexuality is on a spectrum. I am not straight or gay.
Or male or female. We're not even sure she's human. You are such a funny little thing. What are you? You really are crazy.
But if you're not gay or straight or male or female, that just means you're like, oh, a fluid trans person.
I'm female. I'm female. Okay. You heard it here. I'm okay. Female.
Stop
screaming.
I almost thought you said that
like,
you
what
were
the
trans, and I was like, oh, no.
Wait, there is a famous YouTuber that recently came out, like she's definitely not trans, but she said she was. And I was like, well played.
At this point, you can say, like, yeah, I have, like, trans.
Wait,
feelings.
Did people call her out?
Yeah, for okay. Sure. Really? She's definitely, like, a cancel. She's, like, one of those YouTubers that's, like, constantly canceled and, like, no one cares.
Oh, okay.
It's just.
I didn't know that everyone constantly got canceled. This is fun.
It's stupid.
Getting on the cancel train.
It's like.
Don't worry, it'll happen soon for you.
It's happening. These masks, I put them on Esther and everyone freaked out.
Okay, Carlos, we need an update. Like, how are you? Are you okay?
People yes, I'm okay, Esther. We talk all the time.
What's so funny about this is that he does call it late at night and
can you talk?
God.
Stress. Text stress. You, can you talk?
When you're like, oh my God, is this the last text? We gotta make sure he's okay.
Annie,
I texted you after taking mushrooms.
No, I wish I was not asleep for that.
And
honestly.
I just had a bad I experience.
I would have helped you through.
Well, what's funny is
like
that
20 times in a row, I had a good one, and the one bad one was just the other
but
day.
But I'm glad that you felt comfortable to text me. And
you didn't respond.
Always text and call me. No, I will be making fun of you publicly for it, but
I thought I was like, I thought I was going to go crazy or something, and I was like, really reaching out to a friend in Annie.
Really would have been my treat to help you through that.
Why but didn't you call me?
You know what happened?
Me?
Well, that's the thing.
What are you going to help him with?
No.
You're going to be your drug addict.
40 minutes later, Esther texts me like at 2 in the morning randomly, which is so late for you.
I like that Esther turned into like a late person.
No, she was. It was like an angel or something helped me through my trip. It was crazy. I had all these fears.
Listen, she's not male. She's not female.
No, I'm telling
you.
It was at like 2:12 a.m. and I remember it exactly because I was so
surprised. No one's ever called her an angel. She doesn't even care what you're saying.
No.
She's just like
Esther
an angel.
Esther was like a gift from the universe and I like strongly. What?
We're enjoying it, you idiot.
You're always fighting.
He's
nothing.
Always.
I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at Annie because I was trying to tell the story.
No, she's going, as you called her an angel, she's literally like a halo.
No one has ever called me an angel. I don't, you know what? I don't get called.
I have a dark angel. That's you.
I don't get called bitch and I don't get called angel. I'm something else.
So you're not like.
Yeah, I love when you flinch when I'm like. Just,
oh, like people don't call you a bitch or they don't say that's my bitch.
No, they don't. Like, I'm not a bitch. Like, no one's ever like, she's a bitch.
Mm. She's not a bitch?
I'm not.
Oh my God. I was like anticipating. I was like, is she going to be a fucking bitch when I get there?
No, that's more
she
like brat.
Immediately, what did I say? Your worst fear happened.
I was like, I'm going to kick her. I was like, I'm going to punt her across the. I was planning my violence towards you.
What yeah, it was like a graphic fight she had ready.
I was like, if she says shit, I'm going to punt her across the reservoir.
And what did I say?
When I came, you were like, why did this take so long? Because I decided.
And but then, first, she creaked open a window from a second floor,
she
and then
like,
said it.
I'm like, why? What took
like
so long? Opening the window or us getting here?
No, it's like in Sunset Boulevard when Norma's like looking out the window. I always try to recreate that moment.
I don't know what that is.
We'll make you watch it at our next sleepover. Okay, Carlos, finish the angel story. Tell us about the pretty.
I was having a bad
tell
mushroom.
Us about the pretty angel.
I'm telling you, it's crazy, and I was so in shock when it happened. And the next day, I checked my phone to make sure it was real, which I'm not even convinced of, because Esther didn't even remember talking to me.
Yeah, I did. Tell the pretty angel story.
That like you texted me randomly saving
you're
me
making
from my
him
trip.
Feel like
did
he's
we talk
die
on
again?
The phone?
No, we were texting, but it saved me from my bad trip.
It's
like,
so funny that she doesn't even remember. She's you mean so little to her. That
no, I remember
that's
that
not
night.
True.
Can I tell you why I remember? Because I texted him and he goes, "Did Annie tell you I texted her?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah,
I know. I fell asleep. What if I had texted and then texted you back?
And instead of
so then I got suspicious because I'm like, "What's going on behind my back?" And of course, it's Carlos is on drugs, and he goes to Annie because Annie's a druggie too.
She called me a druggie, and it's so funny. I'm a druggie. Fine.
She came in to on COVID test day. Oh. She came to Whitney's house.
Wait, guys, wait. Prepare wait, for it. It's
the,
crazy.
Is
no,
it
you're
the
not gonna.
Word?
No, it's oh. not. Oh my God, it's even
she
worse.
She came in.
It's so bad, guys. Wait.
She
ready?
Came in.
Wait,
Annie.
Wait, is it bad?
Happened? It's so bad. She's, tell them what happened.
No, I want.
And
know.
I could tell she was high.
More high. You wait, guys, what do you mean? How could she
I
tell?
I took a bong rip 4 hours before one. Oh no!
Wait, how did she act high? Donut.
She
floor.
Was just
no, no, no.
guessing.
Honestly, I know her so well, and I knew by the energy and the look in her eyes, I'm like, she's on drugs.
Dead eyes.
I'm starting to learn.
No, my eyes were watery because they were shoving the thing up my nose to do the thing. No, Esther was being trouble that day. Actually,
that's actually how I know
I have
when
a lot
drugs
of video
are working. Your eyes water.
Oh, hi, boo boo.
Donut, it's okay. I think Donut got worried.
She's not consenting.
She's
Esther's not.
I know.
Yeah, not up the nose.
Oh my God, I love you. I could crush you in my hands.
Donut's
just like your mom.
Life goal is to eat
just
your brain.
Just like your mom. I could fucking
through your
I
nose.
Kill you just like your mom. I could crush both of you.
Oh man. Well, I mean,
wait.
Is
so
there
we're not doing
a
gay test?
There's no such thing. That's like so inappropriate.
I mean, you already work.
No, because you guys all call me gay,
worked.
And it's like we might as well do a test or something.
What? Wait.
Like,
I feel like
inside you should know.
I also feel like he's yeah, just trying to like get an excuse to finger Annie.
Finger.
I don't know if that would make him gay or straight though. It's very. I'm very confusing once you get down there.
Like you can't tell what it is.
when you sit through the hair.
The penises.
And the penises.
The eight penises.
I have quite a few penises, but can you edit that out? I'm scared. I'm not ready to come out as a penis woman.
So,
what segment do you have ready for us?
Well, we might as well talk about anti-sadness this week if we're all here.
Oh, what, like what have my we done anti-sadness this week?
It's what are you going to do? Doing the anti-sadness segment. It's so depressing that you can't believe in yourself enough to just go, maybe I'll be happy one day.
No, talking it out is light and positive. It's a good thing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, everyone say what's their anti-sadness this week. What are you going to do to keep you from feeling sad? In case sadness creeps in, the sweet when the smell devil, of sadness.
When the devil whispers in your ear. I'm going to sell some masks. I'm going to create a new mask. I have a new idea for a mask.
So you're going to focus on your work and your art.
My merch, my art. I'm going to do yoga. I haven't been doing yoga, and I think yoga is missing in my life. Do you want to try to do that with me?
No. Last time it did not go well.
Yoga and noga. Wait, do you remember? Wait. Weren't you doing a 5-minute yoga?
Yes, I was doing... No, it was a 10-minute yoga challenge every morning.
10's too much for you.
And I did 7 days worth.
She did... one yoga class.
But you know what?
In 1 week.
Which I'm probably going to, but on this trip I'm going on, which we can talk about later, where I'm going to be potentially quarantining for 2 weeks.
Is it definitely happening?
It's like 99%, so.
So exciting.
How are you feeling about the potential 2-week quarantine?
Can we just talk about it?
I want to wait till it's 100% confirmed.
Oh my God, you guys are going to freak the fuck out.
No, it's not that.
No, she's in it, so she can't feel this way, but it's a very cool thing. And if she doesn't get it, it's like not that big a deal, but if she does, it's a big deal.
So,
have you heard of Mrs. Marvel?
What?
You're going to be in a Marvel movie.
No, I'm not. Why would you even say that?
He's trying to really make it sound like shit when they do find out.
I know.
But it's not going to sound like shit compared to a Marvel movie.
Are you kidding me?
That's not true. Like, if you were in a Marvel movie that's actually kind of, like, weird and, like, takes up too much time, that's not, like, the best thing ever.
Oh, my God, Annie. Tell him
he's
how wrong
troll.
He is.
I just realized he's trolling he's a troll. Me. He's always been
Carlos,
a troll.
Carlos, you've been asked
Annie
to leave.
Is the fucking troll.
No, I'm very
so
on the
not,
open.
Like, you're like, a Reddity kind of person. You're, like, into conspiracies. You're, like, what? Into, like, poking fun and seeing what sticks. Like, Esther and I are
Dude,
way chiller than that.
You show me how the world is fucking round.
Oh my God, Annie. I'm not talking about politics. I'm just saying out of
politics,
all three of
politics, I mean, you just have made yourself sound so stupid. So
but funny. I'm not the troll of the group.
You're the troll.
That's so... No, that's what a troll would say.
Is that true?
No, that's like... You're
one
so,
of you
no,
is
so
a troll.
No, this is so like Reddit, like right wing.
Reddit, like, right wing.
I do check Reddit.
He knows I got in a fight with a...
I know, I'm pushing
a liberal.
Today.
He's trying to fight me. He's trying to get me... He's trolling me. Because he knows I got trolled today by a alt-left type of troll.
What do you mean? What happened?
You know the video kind of me on the... It actually ended up
Annie's
being...
I looked at Annie's boobs on accident. Not gay.
They kind of look big. I don't know
That's
why.
That's why I accidentally glanced.
I just gained weight and it's just... I don't
they
know.
Do look bigger lately. Is that...
It's waking.
Is that weird?
That's all it is.
Is that bad to say?
I mean, you're at my breast. My breasts are rest atop your head.
You know, my mom watched me on your podcast, Meanspiration, and she was like, you and Annie got really close. Are people asking about that? Like, my mom totally is accusing me of being gay for you.
She's like a reporter. People are saying.
People are saying. Annie, what will you tell us about your fight?
Okay, so I posted a video from a private jet, which I've given on my latest episode of Meanspiration, this whole episode, I gave 5 options of why I was in the private jet, and you guys can guess, but I'm never telling you the truth.
Okay.
But you shouldn't be mad at me for being in a private jet. It wasn't a big deal. But anyway, I had my nunchucks, and I was on a private jet, and I had a
worst
American,
sentence ever.
I had American flag shirt on that Whitney gave me for free. And I'm up there, and I'm fucking, I do just like a quick thing, and I hit myself, and I post a video of it. Some guy writes on my thing, he goes, if white privilege was a person, it would be you.
And not I'm really.
Like, and I wrote, and I click on him, he's a white guy. I go, I'm sorry, I only take criticism from people of color. And then he, I just, when it's like, dear white, it's a white person. I'm like, what do you?
Is Carlos a person of color?
He could try, but it's like he'd have to go in the sun a little.
Like honestly. On paper.
No, on paper.
Like the name, like he
well, he's Mexican, but he's a
three quarters.
But having the name, like, and Mexicans are sneaky. They really like they can really white.
That's
they can
racist,
really,
Anna.
That is. Well, they can look white as shit. It's like
you're
sneaky.
Racist and homophobic, and you got in a fight with a liberal guy on the internet.
Oh God, funny. Maybe so you should okay. go. Wait, Carlos and I are similar in that we both have very ethnic names. Like I have a very Jewish name. He has a very Mexican name. But then
mine's kind of Jewy.
You have a Jewish name, but nothing matches. Like Esther Pavitsky is like bad.
Yeah, Annie doesn't sound Jewy.
No.
It also doesn't match me. Annie's like a sweet woman's
it's
name.
It's a weird name, but it's a I sweet like girl's it. Name. I think that's what makes our names don't match us, and I think that's what makes us so special.
You could be an Annie.
Your
it would help you manipulate
match.
More. If your name was Annie, you could manipulate more.
That is so true.
Because you would seem more innocent. If I was Esther, people would be like
if you were Carlos.
Esther, I think I could rock
that
Esther.
Would make sense.
I could rock Esther, the name Esther. Pavitsky, that's another story. Can't have it all together. Is that true, that joke you have about when your agent told you to drop your name?
No, that's not true.
Oh, fuck, it really sounded real.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Oh, my God, you know what I watched last night? I'm getting bitten. It's my fault for wearing
anything. You're wearing no clothes.
Last night, I watched,
you
remember?
Slut-shaming.
Oh, this guy slut-shamed me. The troll. Okay, so I watched, I'll just say really quick, I watched Buffalo 66, that Vincent Gallo movie from the 90s where Christina Ricci's like this 18-year-old. Her face looks like, you look like Christina Ricci. Like young Christina.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't think she looks bad now, but you look like the 18-year-old Christina Ricci.
Thank you, mother.
You have that like round, big eye. Anyway, so this guy writes the thing about how I am white privilege or whatever, and I said the thing about people of color, and then someone else comes in and is like, hey, man, like, Annie's silly. Like, I don't think you understand this isn't political at all. Like, she's being silly. We're in like a weird time. She's just trying to entertain us.
Right.
And he goes, with 200,000 people dead, Ruth Gator Ginsburg. I've never said her name right. I honestly, I'm sorry she's dead, but I don't know her fucking name.
Rest in peace. You're the Ruth RBG. You're the reason that women have
RGB,
so many
RBG, whichever one it is.
Oh no, she's just trying to entertain people. She doesn't mean it.
No, it's hard. It's hard for I've
she's
never.
She's the reason
her.
You can use a credit
Ruth
card.
Ruth Gator, no Bader Ginsburg. I always say Gator.
Ruth
in the middle.
Bader.
Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, I guess. Is that it? Now yeah, I'm confused.
Ruth, it's hard. I really fuck it up. It's not because I don't
respect
it's
RBG, her. I think. That's the Hulu movie.
Yeah,
right?
RBG.
All right. What?
We're not arguing what the acronym is.
Okay, well, just say RBG
just like,
and
God,
you would have
you
saved
have
yourself this
so
trouble.
I sounded so uneducated this entire time. As a Mexican,
I sounded uneducated?
As a Mexican man.
You called
who
a
came
Ruth Gator.
Here.
Yeah, they'd hired someone to be on the Supreme Court with Gator as their last name.
It's a middle name. It would have been a real name.
Well, they shouldn't choose you by your name.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yes,
Esther
they do.
Esther would be on the Supreme Court if they would. So
this is all like we're in an anti-Semitic, like clear box right now, trying not to touch the edges. That's how it feels talking about Esther's name.
No, it's
a Star
fine.
Of David. Inside a Star of David. David. Now, okay. So then I go, he goes, well, she's using an illegal weapon. He goes, all these horrible things are happening. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead, and there's people in the streets. Police cars are on fire. Like, he's, like, blaming this on me. I'm
I
like,
hate
what?
That. That is, by the way, I don't know if alt-left is the right way of putting it, but there is a group of people that like to, like, pick up Target, and then they like, blame you for things that
but
you're
it's
not.
All because I was wearing an American flag. And he goes,
that's right.
And he goes, and she's the one that wore an American flag. She made it political. And I'm like, I'm a liberal. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I hate that. Like,
I'm a liberal Quaker. Like, what are you? Like, you're crazy. And by the way, the reason I have weapons is because I was being stalked in my building, and I started having people send me weapons, and I started training to be able to protect myself.
But you know that when women are stalked, they're usually not given nunchucks.
No, but I just
and if they are, they don't
well, they,
accept them. They train in the art of nunchucks.
Why would they not?
No, I think it's cool. I'm just saying.
There's literally nothing cooler than my nunchucks. Like, you can't make an argument that my nunchucks aren't cool.
No, they are cool. I've told you.
And they're like hard to get nunchucks too. They're amazing.
Why are they hard to get?
The wooden Jason ones are Jason. Hard to get. People have tried to buy them off me a bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah,
for
my
how
friend
much?
Orlando. I've never asked. I'm never. They're not. They're priceless.
They're from Orlando. Have they ever saved your life?
Not yet, but they will.
Have you ever killed anyone with it or hurt anyone with it?
I've hurt myself several times. Oh. So bad, honestly. And in the thing, I hurt myself really bad. But anyway.
On the plane?
So he's writing all this
that's
stuff.
That's why you don't bring them on the plane.
But that was the joke. Okay, so anyway, it's all just jokes. Everyone's fine, whatever. So he's like freaking out. I go, you're being triggered by a flag, dude. Like, what are you doing? And then I click on his page, and he's friends with a bunch of our friends.
No
he's
way.
All white guys he's connected with. It's all like our, like, it's like Josh Fadem. It's like nice
comedians.
People that are my friends. Gareth Reynolds. Like, people that are my friends that would be like, why are you going on? And once I realized he was in the business, I lost my shit. And I wrote him this whole thing that was like,
that's the right.
No. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. But I just was like, I cannot. I go, and he said, oh, for you to be flaunting your richness and your midriff. I'm like, you're telling me what I'm allowed to wear.
Yeah, that's
talking about
crazy.
My body. That's sexual harassment.
Your richness. I would have sent him your bank statement.
That's what I said. I was like, I have $2,000 in my bank. Like, what are you talking? I'm like, you have more money than me.
Whoever you are, and also, wherever like, you are out there.
And then I go, like, and if you, I go, you're literally how Trump is going to win, by the way. If you are going on people's pages that aren't even, like, you're and annoying them into voting for Trump. Like, you almost annoyed me into becoming a Republican.
I know what you mean. Like, I know what you mean. Also,
like, you're coming at me like you're a good guy. Like, what, you don't know anything.
It bums me out that, like, the American flag is now, like, associated with like
it's
redneck
so
like racist culture. Like,
it's like we got rid of the Confederate flag, so now it's become the American. It's like, I'm just, it's a funny, it's like a statement. It's like,
but also, like, I'm American. I was born here. Like, I don't
listen to my name. I was born here. I belong here.
But don't you remember, like, it was not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool to like America.
Yeah.
And it never has been.
Yeah, like, I kind of don't think that's cool.
Right,
like, this is my fucking country. Like, this is where I'm from. Like, I don't know. Like, I make money here. My family is here. This is where I was raised.
There's
like,
electricity.
I don't want to go anywhere else.
Plumbing works.
Yeah, like, why do I have to hate my country? Obviously, my country has fucking
right,
failed me.
Things are fucked
up,
yes.
It has failed people. It has problems. Like, I want to fix it. I want to help. But I don't think I want to hate America. I want to just make it better.
But I just got so triggered by this.
This land is mine.
This guy triggered me so much.
What's your plan to make it better? Governor.
Wait, can I tell you what her plan is? I'm just gonna, like, do my body scans, and I'll just be aware of things.
The vice president shows up late. Why were you late?
Oh, my gosh, she's so annoying.
If but, I'm president, who's vice president? Probably Carlos, right?
I want to be, like, an FBI or something. Can you just give me a cool job?
If you're president, I'm the queen.
No, I'm sending you to Russia to go do spying.
If you become, I'm whatever's above it.
You're the executive president?
I'm the queen of the world. I'm the world
leader. Dick Cheney or something.
Actually, that's what Donut is.
Dick Cheney?
No, the queen of the world.
Oh, she really is. Oh, you are just so precious.
Wait,
and
how are you feeling about our walk later?
We'll walk.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Why are you asking that?
Because I feel like Annie isn't, because she wanted to do this first.
Oh, no, I just had my hair extensions in.
Do you think she's going to try to bail?
No.
I don't want to say anything that'll trigger her.
I'm,
but I'm a little nervous about it.
I also, we say twiggled. But
I forgot.
Which I told the guy too, and he's like, and then we ended up, like, you know, he apologized and it was fine.
You guys made out.
And I told him, I was like, listen to my Marc Maron, you idiot.
He sent you money.
I go, listen to my Marc. And then he was like, life sucks. And I go, it actually doesn't suck. You probably shouldn't think life sucks. And he follows you, by the way. Oh, wait, I forgot to even tell you that I did this. This I can't show, but it's so
funny.
So do
it right now, then.
No, it's worth it. It's worth it just for her reaction. You guys are going
to
like
but
it.
But I'm just starting to worry about this walk drama. Is Annie, is she going to try to bail?
But now they're tempting me to bail. Do you see what's happening? They put me in this position where I want to go, you don't control me, and then I just leave.
Walk drama.
She's a flight risk at all times. No,
it's because of the nunchucks.
So we're waiting for Annie to show us something.
She's going to send a screenshot of all the people she has in common with this
guy. Okay, wait, listen, ready?
With her
okay.
comments written.
And
on
you're
going to
love
profile.
It, Esther. Wait, hold on. Where is he?
Unless he says, like, so many writings.
I told you.
But why are you wasting your time?
I just got triggered. Twiggled. These are who he follows. Accused of rape. If you're coming at me like I'm not like a good liberal and you're following all the fucking rapists, go fuck yourself. And I am including little Esther in that.
Okay. I think it's time we say our goodbyes.
This is so funny to have such a short podcast. Like, we just got started.
All your episodes are like 30 minutes. This isn't like a short podcast.
It is. Why did you say that to me? It's our podcast.
I'm just saying, like, when
you're gazing into my eyes, talking to me.
It's the only human connection I can have with you because you have your mask on.
Oh my God, he looks like he's going to kiss you.
No, he really gazed into my eyes. Like,
I wasn't going to kiss you.
I haven't let him, like, look me in the eye because I'm afraid.
Okay, no. Just true.
What are you afraid of?
Turn to boner.
Just tell the truth. Are you attracted to Annie?
Of course he is. Look at him.
When I walked in the car today, I was like, oh, she looks hot. That's my answer.
Oh, no. Oh no!
The gay test.
I think it's undeniable. You guys, I think it's undeniable.
Don't call this a gay test. That's inappropriate.
I think it's undeniable at this point.
That you're hot or that he likes
you?
Both. Oh,
and he still can be gay.
No. I don't like this.
Gay people?
No, Annie! Annie!
That's my favorite moments when Esther's like, Annie, no!
Are we... Most importantly, are we getting Slurpees tonight?
Maybe.
I didn't bring my wallet.
I was
again.
Underwhelmed. I mean, I have my thing. I can pay for it. Cool. But I was underwhelmed with the Slurpees last time.
I was.
But I will. I'll be.
I think it's because you had your Slurpee while you were eating Dippin' Dots, and mm-hmm. I don't think those are two things that should be eaten together. Because Dippin' Dots are like creamy.
I had ice cream when I went home too.
From
I had
where?
A lot of ice cream. Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, I saw you. Yeah. Why did you have so many desserts in one night?
I don't know. It was after my period too.
Oh.
Sometimes you just...
What do you use for your period?
What do you mean, what Super do you use?
Super Plus tampons. Carlos's mouth.
Super Plus tampons.
Like, I just lick it?
Ew!
Or I, like, put my tongue down there waiting for the
gay
blood to drop.
Guys are actually, like, very sexual towards women. Sometimes.
No, you open your mouth.
No actual gay guy would be into, like, going down on your bloody pussy.
Ew! Don't put it that way. I have neighbors.
Donut's here.
I have neighbors.
Did Donut get her little doggy period when you first got her?
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God, did you put a little diaper on her?
No, we
just... Did you try to squeeze that diaper on your own body?
No, I just let her bleed everywhere. I don't care.
Oh, I bet you did. Are you a free bleeder because mommy's lazy? Is that where the tie-dye started? It was just Donut blood. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, she's so cute.
Everyone in the dryer.
Well, guys, that concludes this episode.
She has to say it. It's her.
No, she does it to me. That's why I was doing it.
This has been Esther Club. You guys, I will all go around and say our announcements. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/EstherMonster for a couple live streams a week. You get even more insight to my mess. And text me 847-648-9098. Text the word sleepover to that number if you want to get the updates on the sleepover restock that's coming soon. And Donut is so cute. Comedy Central special, hot for my name, cc.com. Watch it for free.
If you ever like went missing and they'd like get your phone, they'd be like, why does it say sleep? Like, did all these people kidnap her?
Sleepover.
It just says sleepover over and over again. That's so scary.
Or it's like one of those child trafficking codes.
Yes.
Like the Wayfair thing.
I would buy an Esther.
Annie, what are your announcements?
You come in like a very small chest.
Maybe we'll do announcements at the end of the show from now on.
Oh, so people stay and watch maybe? You do your announcements.
I don't have any because I just left my job.
Oh,
follow him on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram at Herrera.
I like that you were going to tell them about your job. Like, that would be the announcement. I work with dogs.
Just go, Annie.
Anyway, I do love these people, shockingly. Follow my Instagram, my Patreon. It's AnnieLederman. I can hear the licking of a human and a dog.
She's against that. I'm pro kissing dogs, and you're against it.
Whitney
it
does it.
A lot of people do it.
I don't think it's cool when she does it either. It grosses me out when all of you do it.
You're weird. Well, if you guys like seeing Annie and Carlos on the show, like this video, comment below.
Subscribe. Watch my podcast. Go to my YouTube. Annie Lederman. Esther and I did about 20,000 podcasts together and more to come.
And more to come. You guys, thank
Buy
you.
Buy my mask. The links are in my Instagram.
Bye, guys.
Comedy Store podcast documentary comes out October 4th.
Thanks, guys.